This is Wade Rath. Give us a daily Voice to the People News Bulletin. The unintended pregnancy rate among women who earned less than the federal poverty line was 2 to 3 times the national average in 2011, according to a study released last year. A 2009 EPA determination known as the endangerment finding still compels the agency to regulate carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, despite efforts currently to kill the Clean Power Bill. London produces one-third of Britain's gross domestic product. By contrast, the outputs of New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles combined add up to less than 17% of the American economy. 10% of the public school population in New York City last year came from homeless families, which also accounts for absenteeism and poor grades. In the early years of the 19th century, several European countries were making advances in inoculating their citizens against smallpox, including England, France, and Denmark. President Thomas Jefferson, with his successor James Madison's unhesitating support, got Congress to pass the Vaccine Act of 1813 to maintain a stock of vaccine and supply it to any American who requested, which got the U.S. into the healthcare business for the first time. Comparing the largest 100 metropolitan areas in the country with 500,000 at least population, researchers find that the 182 smallest with populations ranging from 80,000 to 215,000 recovered from the recession more slowly than the large. NFL owners seem suddenly prepared to buckle to President Trump's harassment about the anthem, with a meeting set within coming weeks to debate a rule change. The Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence sued the Slide Fire Solutions that produces the bump stock in Moran, Texas, on behalf of all victims of the Vegas shooting. Walmart, in a change of strategy, announces it will open only about 25 stores next year in order to spend money on e-commerce and home grocery delivery to compete with Amazon. Catalonia's president heads off an immediate split in a speech saying he's still ready to talk to Spain about an accommodation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.